This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Court documents revealed Wednesday the white Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on the neck of a black man who later died will now be charged with second-degree murder, and his three colleagues will also face charges. A charge of second-degree murder does not suggest premeditation but carries stiffer penalties. Documents show the three other officers have been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. The May 25th death of George Floyd, who had been accused of trying to buy cigarettes with a counterfeit bill, has ignited more than a week of sometimes violent protests across the United States. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar tweeted, quote, "This is another step for justice," end quote. In a statement, Floyd's family described news of the new charges as, quote, "a bittersweet moment." As protests surrounding Floyd's death continue, U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his now highly criticized stroll through Lafayette Park Monday. Law enforcement forcefully cleared protesters in front of the White House right across from the park, making way for the president to walk to an historic church across the street. It had been set on fire the night before. The president and members of his team then posed for a photo in front of the church. President Trump claimed in an interview with Fox News Radio Wednesday he didn't know protesters would need to be cleared out as they were. Floyd's death has sparked protests across the United States and major cities around the world. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide. The 46-year-old African-American man died after former police officer Derek Chauvin held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for almost 9 minutes. For more on these stories, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.